This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is episode 68. And on this episode, this is a conversation between Leah on my team, who is my video production manager and really a big asset to everything we do, the videos you see, the podcast show, and everything else. And we talk about how to maintain connections with different people. We talk about the power of sending personal videos and how to really build like and trust with your audience. These are some of the things I do every single day. I'm doing to build connections with people, which ultimately leads to business relationships. This will help you understand how to build those connections, authentic connections, but how to get more people to want to work with you. So let's jump right in to this week's episode.
Okay. Hi, everyone. We are here with another Office Hours, and this time I'm going to be asking Brandon about maintaining connections and networking and keeping track of all the people that you might meet as you grow your network. So to start off, Brandon, how do you maintain so many connections with the people that you meet? How do you maintain it? How do you keep track? How do you approach people?
Yeah, I look at connections. So a couple things. For one, how do I maintain them? I look at it as cultivating. You think about when you plant seeds for anything, you have to water it. You have to put sun on it. You have to weed it, all these things to let it grow. I look at that in relationships. You can't just meet somebody and that's it. You got to cultivate the relationship. And for me, it's follow-up, jumping on a call, getting to know each other more if you meet at an event. But it's also adding value to them and not expecting something. How many times do you get a connection and it's like, okay, can you do this for me? Can you introduce me? It's more of, okay, how can I help you? Authentically want to help them, make introductions, stay on the radar, message them time to time, maybe send them a Christmas video. And so that's what I've done. I cultivate relationships, add value to them. And then eventually they'll approach me and want to somehow attend one of my events or whatever else. So really cultivate the relationship, add value to the relationship, be a good person. And then how do connections continuously come? For one, it helps when I speak on stage, because when I speak on stage, there's a power of the stage. Everybody looks up to you and then they want to connect to you versus me trying to connect them. They're connect with me. And so it's a different kind of connection, which means they're going to want to be in your world more. Video content helps, introduces more connections. I go to a lot of events. Leah, I was going to events really hard in 2014, 15. I remember sleeping in my truck because I couldn't afford to be at these events. So I slept in my truck. I went to these events throughout the day, all over the country, from LA to Bentonville, Arkansas, to Florida, to Indianapolis, to you name it, I was there. And so I just did all these events and stayed connected. And it domino effect. It over time, over a decade, builds up. And then when you host your own events, that's the ultimate way to do it, like Rise and Record or these workshops that we do with Brandon T. Adams. These are the things that really cultivate connections and experiences. And when people have those experiences from something you hosted, they won't forget you. So long story short, that's the answer.
Okay. And how do you keep track of people as your network grows? So how do you like remind yourself to reach out to somebody that maybe you talked to a few months ago?
A couple things. I write down names from events and I write down people where I met them and I document it. And then time to time I go through and I'll send messages. Sometimes it's not even about an event, just message them about something. So I know who's there. Even like the Christmas thing, like I have a list of a couple hundred people names. I'll go through them and it reminds me of stuff. Sometimes because I get so many texts on my phone, it's funny. My wife was laughing at her. She's like, wow, how many people I text a day? And I go through my texts. I spend literally an hour going through all my texts. Over the last year, I'm reminded of who texts me. There's leads in there. There's conversation to be made. And then I message them. And so it stays to the top of the funnel in terms of conversation and top of mind. So that's how I track it all. And I let people come to me. I mean, because I'm putting out so much content, events, everything, I'm providing them opportunities to come into my world and stay connected.
So Does it get to a point where you have to just sit down and just respond to people's text messages? Because I feel like that could get overwhelming.
It definitely. I mean, sometimes I respond, but if I just responded every time something came in, which I'm pretty good about it, I would never get anything done. So, like sometimes at night, I mean, probably when you were with us there at night, I was probably taking 30 minutes just to basically go through all of it, because I had so much. So I'll take time and just go through it. I'll take when I got a break, or even in an elevator, or if I'm in an Uber, that's my downtime. I'll send out.
At it. So what are the best ways to engage with someone on social media to maintain or build a relationship?
Comment, like, share their content. Sometimes I'll tag people in content that's something that would remind them of something we both know, or I'll even send something, a video that would make that person remind of something, connection we have, or make them laugh. I'll send that to them too. So it just stays on top of mind. But really engaging in people's content, really like saying things about it authentically, like actually watching the content, that helps stay on top of mind and keeps that connection.
And then if it was to like approach a direct message, what's the best way to go about that? Because a lot of them get lost in like spam or they don't get open, they don't get read. Is there a certain way to message somebody if you want to build the relationship more?
Yeah, so it helps when you're engaging with somebody and comment on their stuff. They're going to see it over time, which means eventually it'd be easier for a DM. And so for me, I'm constantly engaging people, and then I'll send a message, direct message, or even tag them in a video, and then that will pop up on their page. I personally, like, because I get so much content for all our events, I'll post that to our pages, or you will, and it'll tag that person. So then they're reminded of that experience. That's the power of video content. One thing don't do, don't just reach out to somebody and pitch them on direct messages. It's so annoying. Just have a conversation. Give feedback. Don't expect anything.
Okay, perfect. How would you navigate building connections in a competitive market?
Really standing out is building a brand. And because if you're the go-to guy, people will connect to you. Or if you create your own ecosystem, people come to you. And so that's what I would say. If you can build an online presence and build a brand and make something unique about you that's nobody else has, that's what makes you stand out.
How do you send personal videos and why should we do it?
I sent one earlier today. It's funny because people follow me so much, they will send me personal videos because they know that's my thing. I talk about it. And so
That's
I'll
cute.
just send out personal video throughout the day. There'll be times I'll batch a bunch of them. And then there's times it's, oh, I'm thinking of personal, I'll quick shoot a video and send it to them. And it's whether a reminder or something, or asking them, you need to be at this event, or impromptu, just kind of top of mind. And I record and text it right to them. And that's it.
Can you go into depth about the 100 or more videos that you do for Christmas and why they're so powerful?
Yeah, I do. Last year I did, I think I looked the other day, it was like 187. And I'll write down the names, all the people that were in my world, connections, contacts, clients, friends, family. And I will write all the names down, and then I'll go down the list, and I'll have a phone set up on a tripod, and I will, the reason I have them numbered so they don't get disorganized is press record, record it. Stop. Next one, name, press record, record it, stop. And when I say it, I'm doing a real personal video to that person based on how we know each other. And so the power of that, for one, makes somebody's day. Two, it's top of mind, especially going into the new year, where they're reminded of you and they're more likely to collaborate with you, think of you, do something with you business-wise. And so that's the power of it. And it's definitely something everybody should be doing.
What is the best way to close a deal with a new connection or potential client?
Third party selling. Having somebody sell you for you. So it could be somebody like I'll do events and I'll bring people in or meetups, and I'll very intentionally invite past clients, success stories, in a room with prospects because they will sell for me. It's different than me saying, you need to hire me. And then you have somebody else that says, you need to hire this person because they changed my life. And so that helps. Getting videos from other people that are very influential to say, hey, this person's the person you talk to. That's the quickest and easiest way to get it done.
Do you see that in-person meetings are more effective, or is it the same?
Always. Nothing beats in person. I've flown into cities just to have an hour meeting to get a deal done. Zoom is good and all, but in person is what you get to know a person, their vibe. Got to do in person.
And then you kind of already explained the last question, but explaining the power behind gathering testimonials and word of mouth recommendations.
Referrals are huge. If people can refer business to you, pay them a commission or referral, so they're incentivized to do more. Because think about it. I just had somebody out of nowhere. I haven't met them until 24 hours ago. And somebody that's been following me for years that I met in person believed in me and said, hey, this person wants to hire you. I said what it was. And because this person that didn't know me, but this person knew me, this person had a relationship with this person, trust them very well. And he said, this is the person you got to go to. And because of that trust, one call led to a client. It's because it helped that I had social media presence and everything. And then it helped that the short call, I showed I knew my stuff. But what really helped is this person and this person have a connection for years and trust. And when they know that and they say, hey, this person says, you need to hire this person, that is the ultimate way to really grow the business, is getting those testimonials from people that say, you need to hire this person. And that's really been big for me in my business and even the companies we work with, is people that know, like, and trust you, already built a relationship, that bring other people your way.
There it is. I was waiting for you to say, like, trust and know. Okay. Anything to add? Anything else?
No, I would just say this. Come to Rise and Record. Rise and Record's coming up. Rise and Record is building connections. We go over all this. You meet some really good people, family, I say. And it's October 17th through the 19th. Go to riseandrecord.com. Come join us.